Quiet Mind, Day One, The Cure Hiding in Plain Sight. What this book is really trying to do. Let's start with something honest. You didn't just stumble upon this book. You didn't happen to pick it up, click a link, or even receive it from someone by chance. Something in you drew this manuscript into your life, quietly, deliberately. Something in you is done with the noise. Something in you is ready for spaciousness, clarity, sanity. And now, here you are. What you are currently holding in your hand isn't a book. It's a treatment plan, a detox protocol, a 4x90-day ego fast with long-term side effects like inner freedom, deep calm, compassion, and the ability to walk past a sink full of dirty dishes without having a spiritual crisis. You may also notice increased patience with difficult people, including the ones who seem professionally committed to testing your sanity, a shocking reduction in drama, and an unexpected capacity to remain calm in situations that used to drive you mad. Side effects may include laughing more, worrying less, and discovering that life is far kinder than your mind ever let you believe. If you follow it, even imperfectly, something in you will shift. Not because I'm promising magic, but because the disease we're dealing with isn't real to begin with. Sound dramatic? Okay, here's the diagnosis. For thousands of years, humanity has been infected by a parasite called ego, a subtle, shape-shifting thought creature that sits between you and reality and convinces you that its voice is your voice, its fears are your fears, and its needs are your identity. It whispers things like, think more, worry harder, compare yourself to absolutely everyone, don't forget to be offended, very offended. You know, helpful stuff. But here's the wild part. This parasite is entirely imaginary, held in place only by habit, identification, and a lifetime of mistaking your thoughts for you. And while it dissolves the moment you truly see it, the seeing is the hard part. Not intellectually. Intellectually, you already get it. You can understand every word of this book, nod along, even teach it to your cousin's neighbor, and still remain stuck in the exact same inner chaos. Because the cure isn't understanding the concepts. The cure is recognition, that moment when the voice in your head pops up with its familiar panic, criticism, or drama, and instead of being pulled into it, you catch it in the act. You see it as not you, and in that instant of awareness, it loses its power. It dissolves. But this ability to recognize the ego in real time doesn't happen through theory and understanding. It happens through repetition, reading, rereading, and letting these ideas become the glasses through which you see reality. Understanding is a beginning, but awareness is the cure. And this book will not only show you how to do that, it will quietly retrain the way you perceive yourself and your thoughts day after day, until one morning you may notice you're a little calmer, a little clearer, and maybe a little more transparent. But I need to warn you of something important. You can't think your way out of the ego. You can only train your mind to stop feeding it. That's why these 90 days matter. Read a day, let the words seep into your system. Repeat the cycle 4 times this year. Not because we're trying to keep you busy, but because repetition is how a mind learns a new way of being. If you do this, you won't just learn about presence. You'll start to live from it. Your internal default setting will shift. The constant mental static will fade. Your emotional turbulence will soften, and the real you will start to shine through. This isn't theory. It's transformation distilled into ink and paper so you can finally live it. Imagine what would happen if over the next months your mind became a quieter place. Imagine if your thoughts stopped bossing you around. Imagine if you began to taste, even briefly, that deep sacred stillness within you. The one that has been waiting patiently for you to come home. That's where we're going, and it starts here, Bezrat Hashem. If you're feeling a spark of hope, curiosity, or even a cautious, okay, fine, let's see where this goes, that's enough. That spark is the seed. Protect it, nurture it, show up for it every day. You've just completed day 1. Commit now to day 2, and together, let's begin the cure.